I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Development Report. The United Nations was created on June 26, 1945. Representatives from 50 countries signed charter documents in San Francisco, California. 4 months later, the UN officially came to exist after a majority of those countries approved the charter. The United Nations Association of San Francisco organized events to mark the 60th anniversary. Organizers invited many former world leaders. They also invited President Bush or a high-level representative. The administration chose Sikhan Siv, the American representative on the UN Economic and Social Council. The anniversary comes as the United Nations faces calls for reforms. The organization is criticized for its supervision of the Iraq Oil for Food program, for sex crimes by UN peacekeepers, and for other reasons. On June 22nd, the United States proposed a reform plan to the UN General Assembly. The plan includes more seats for the Security Council. The United States says it supports two or so new permanent members, including Japan, and two or three more non-permanent seats. Japan, Brazil, India, and Germany have jointly proposed their own expansion plan. It would include them as permanent members, along with two African nations. China rejects a permanent seat for Japan. Other reform proposals being discussed include replacing the UN Human Rights Commission with a smaller council. It would exclude countries with poor human rights records. In March, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan offered his own reform plan. He proposed expanding the Security Council and creating a new Human Rights Council. His plan also includes ideas for defining terrorism and new rules on when to use military force. World leaders are to consider the proposals in New York in September. In Washington, Senate Democrats have delayed a vote on President Bush's nominee for UN ambassador. They say John Bolton is wrong for the job. He has strongly criticized the United Nations. In the House of Representatives, lawmakers recently passed a Republican bill to pressure the United Nations. The bill calls for the United States to make only half its UN payments unless there are reforms by 2007. The Bush administration opposes that bill. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. Our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Gwen Uten.